Malcolm Thomas served 3 4-year terms as superintendent of schools in Escambia County, the district's last person to be elected to the office. After his departure, Thomas spoke to WUWF about the end of his long career in education. In part two of the conversation, the focus is on the future of the Escambia School District. In November, Thomas turned over the reins to Dr. Timothy Smith, the district's first ever appointed superintendent. Thomas was instrumental in triggering the long-sought change in the method of selection for Escambia's superintendent of schools.
Well, you know, my role was not super large. I mean, I did bring it to the board, the school board, and ask them to vote, put it on ballot, and then that went to the county commission, and of course, the rest of it's sort of history.
Thomas maintains that how a superintendent is selected is not as important as who is selected. However, he doesn't necessarily view the job as a political one, where office holders have to spend time raising money and running a campaign.
There are a lot of great educators that would be willing to be a superintendent, but may not be willing to run a campaign, and that's where appointed superintendent opens the door for some of those people who are professional educators that might want to lead a district but doesn't necessarily want to campaign. But either system can work. If you get the right people that are going to put the work ethic and effort into the job.
Talk a little bit about how you feel about the state of education in Escambia County, kind of where you're leaving it, the state of affairs now in the district.
Well, I think pre-pandemic, I would have told you we're in a great spot, you know, that we're leaving everything in a strong place. Financially, our fund balance, you know, was sitting around 10%, which is a good place to be. I inherited a 3.5-4% fund balance when I took over in 2008. So we're in a pretty good spot there. Academically, as I told you, I thought we would have gotten rid of all the D's that we had. There were only two. I think we've gotten rid of that. But that didn't play out. Now that we're in the middle of the pandemic and we started the year with half the students remote or virtual, and I see the data coming back that shows a lot of regression of students, I think there's been a bit of a step back this year. That's not the system's fault. It's not even the students' fault. It's a factor of what our whole country has been dealing with the pandemic. I am worried that academically it's going to take some time for us to recover from what's happening this year with students that are not receiving and are not participating at the same level that they would have if they were in a face-to-face classroom.
Superintendent, you had some time to work with Dr. Timothy Smith, who was chosen as your replacement as superintendent moving forward. What do you think about what he brings to the office?
I think he's going to do fine. He's been an educator a long time. He's been an administrator in a very large district. He has faced some of the same issues that we're going to face here. He obviously is going to be his own person, as he should be. He'll bring new ideas and a fresh outlook, and that's never bad. On the other hand, I think we've left him a pretty good hand to play. But the world, as you know, is constantly changing. And so you can be in a great position today and 2 or 3 months from now because of world events. It could turn it on its ear. But I think he's very qualified. Frankly, I like him. I've spent a lot of time with him as we transitioned. I am available to assist him any way that I need to or can from outside. But he's the superintendent. I understand that. And we're going to support him. I'm going to cheer him on from the sideline. I want to see him take what we've started, the foundation we've built, move us to the next level. Let's go become an A school district. What I couldn't get done, I hope he is able to do in the next year or two.
In terms of challenges facing the district and its new top administrator, Thomas reiterates his immediate concerns about the effect of the pandemic on academic progress. Also, in this time of COVID, he expects the budget to be a big issue, particularly because the state is so dependent on tourism and sales tax revenue.
So when people aren't spending and people aren't coming and staying in hotels and going to our theme parks, that's a large part of the revenue that funds education and other services in Florida. So it's only logical that there is going to be a shortfall with revenue. And so he will have to, with his team, navigate those waters. We've been there before. but he's going to have to be strategic and make sure that, you know, what we're spending money on is what it's absolutely necessary and essential. And I think he has the skills, and I think he'll be able to do that.
One thing that Smith will have that Thomas didn't is the benefit of the new Escambia Children's Trust, which establishes an independent taxing district to fund a wide range of services and programs aimed at improving the lives of children and families in the county. Thomas sees it as a step in the right direction, but warns against overplaying what it can accomplish.
Even though it's going to generate a stable funding source, the amount of money, $8 to $9 million a year, it really is not a lot of money when you look at the volume of students that you're going to have to impact. So I think it will be incumbent upon that group to become very focused, set those goals that they want to accomplish, stay with that, and not try to spread themselves too thin.
Finally, what is your hope for the future of the district?
I want every student to be able to realize their dream. I want every student to go to school and one day grow up and become a superintendent if they want to. That's what happened to me. Whatever those students want to dream, that's what I want to see them to be able to accomplish.
Additionally, outgoing Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says he wants the district to be in a position to give the students the tools they need to get where they want to go. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.